This month's podcast features excerpts from a presentation by Kingsman Academy Public Charter School in Washington, D.C., a JFYNet partner school. The presentation to the D.C. Public Charter School Board took place on June 20th. It featured Shannon Hodge and Kenesha Kelly from Kingsman Academy's leadership team and Doug Finn from Marzano Resources. The topic was competency-based learning, a model being adopted by Kingsman. As the presenters explain, shortly after the school's opening in 2015, the Kingsman staff and administration realized their operational plan was not serving the needs of their student population as they had thought it would. So they went back to square one and spent the next few years redesigning the school from the ground up. The current move to competency-based learning is the final step in their rebuilding process. This podcast was created by JFY Networks, a Boston-based nonprofit provider of remote learning programs to schools, students, and parents. JFY's individualized self-paced curricula help raise individual and school performance measures by maintaining grade-level skills and combating learning loss. JFY provides online ELA and math curricula aligned to state and college standards from grade 6 through high school, with personal support online and via phone from friendly learning specialists like yours truly. For JFY Networks, I'm Greg Cunningham. Shannon Hodge is the outgoing executive director of Kingsman Academy and shares the motivation behind this new educational design for Kingsman was their desire to create a program around the students they serve.
In the months and years that preceded Kingsman Academy's opening, the city dealt with serious questions about whether and how charter schools could serve students who are Kingsman Academy's target population. Students who are overage and undercredited, students who have attendance and truancy issues, and students who have emotional and behavioral challenges. I believed then and I believe now that both sectors should be evaluated in part on how we educate these specific students. When the Kingsman Academy founding team applied for a charter in 2014, we did so with the understanding that the road ahead of us would be difficult, but we had no idea what we were facing. We quickly realized that the school we planned on paper would not work for the students who walked into the building. Our academic program, our physical space, our accountability goals, and our staffing structure all felt innovative when we applied, but soon proved to be poor fits for our students. So as an entire school community, we set about redesigning the school to be what our students needed. Co-founder and Deputy Director Kenesha Kelly led this work. Over multiple years, she redesigned the school from the ground up, bringing in evidence-based research strategies from inside and outside of education to rebuild Kingsman Academy around the students we serve. Redesigned learning spaces, restorative practices, project-based learning, customized technology platforms, personalized competency-based education. These are all ideas that she made come to life at Kingsman Academy to better serve our students. One additional piece of our puzzle will come together once we are able to move to competency-based learning credits. As explained in the application before you, the traditional Carnegie Unit time-based credit earning system assumes students learn at the same pace and can serve to punish those who learn differently. As a result, it serves as a barrier to credit earning and high school completion for students most at risk of dropping out, the very students we serve. 6 years ago, we could not have proposed the Kingsman Academy that we now know we need to be. The alternative accountability framework didn't exist. The alternative school STAR framework didn't exist. Competency-based learning had not yet reached the District of Columbia. What Kingsman Academy is becoming is, to me, evidence of the innovation and opportunity that charter schools can provide to improve the learning of all students, especially those who have struggled the most to find success in school. We as a city have a long way to go, but there are examples throughout the city of how non-traditional schools can and do serve all students well.
As co-founder of Kingsman Academy, Kenesha Kelly, the newly appointed executive director, has worked with students since the school opened. Her own experience, coupled with evidence gathered from surveys and academic data, provided a catalyst to design an academic program which would help students succeed, but also hold them accountable for their own learning.
Our proposed competency-based academic program is an evidence-based alternative to a traditional Carnegie Unit credit earning system. In a Carnegie-based credit earning system, the goal is for all students to progress through course content on pace with their age and grade level cohorts. Because the system is time-based, students are expected to move through course content at a standardized pace, even if the student knows the material and is ready to move ahead, or if the student does not fully understand concepts and skills and needs additional time to learn the material. Within our proposed competency-based credit earning system, time is not the driving factor in whether students earn credits. Instead, the focus is on whether a student has demonstrated proficiency on critical course concepts at each phase of post-secondary readiness and is ready to move on to the next level. Students have multiple opportunities and ways to demonstrate proficiency. Students have voice and choice in teaching and the learning process. More importantly, the proposed academic program allows Kingsman Academy to create multiple pathways to graduation and post-secondary readiness with real-time progress monitoring along the way. While teachers can be creative and innovative in how to teach students and meet the needs of students within the framework, Kingsman Academy has direct access to a team of national experts and a partnership with Marzano Academies to make sure the school remains consistent in what is taught, how competency-based units will be earned, and how students would demonstrate competency in courses. Transitioning away from a Carnegie system will provide Kingsman Academy the flexibility in the ways that a student can earn credit and allow students to work on skills, content, and knowledge at their current level and individualized pace, regardless of their age, academic history, prior academic performance, or disability status. The proposed charter amendment will allow Kingsman Academy to implement our academic model with fidelity and better respond to the identified needs of our targeted population.
Based on their research and experiences in the first years after Kingsman Academy's founding, Ms. Kelly determined the Marzano approach to competency-based learning was the best approach in helping their students find success.
To Shannon's earlier point, we spent quite a bit of time trying to figure out how do we design an academic program to meet the needs of our students. We engaged in a pretty robust strategic planning process where we interviewed students, staff, and families. We collected survey data. We analyzed historical academic data. It really talked to our students about what they needed in an academic program. Once we had a good sense of what we needed, we spent quite a bit of time doing research to identify sort of the best framework that we could use to implement our program. And we reached out to Marzano Research just to engage them in our ideas. And that initial conversation really led us to realize that the alignment in terms of the values of Marzano Academies, and at the time Marzano Resources, it was in direct alignment to what we needed to provide to our students and our families. And it was just the basic components that we were trying to solve for as a school. So how do we engage students who may not adhere to sort of these traditional norms around school engagement? How do we make sure that we have a learning management system to track student progress along the way? How do we identify critical course content that students need in order to progress? And then within that, how do we make sure we have a system in place, not just for accountability, but make sure our staff receive the training that they needed? There are a lot of frameworks that are out there around competency-based, but Marzano Research has been doing this work for years, and they've really laid the foundation for what it needs to look like if a school implements a competency-based model well. And they really check the boxes off in terms of what we were looking for.
Doug Finn is an associate and manager of the Marzano Division of Reinventing Schools and explains how their program provides a cohesive system of competency-based learning, fulfilling the structure Kingsman Academy was seeking.
The nature of the relationship, you know, started as a kind of a very entry-level support to go into, and the amount that Kingsman Academy has taken the ideas and, as you said, kind of that core understanding of what education is, has really developed them into a wonderful merger between what our ultimate goal is for education and what Kingsman Academy's goal is for their students. Dr. Marzano has, I guess he likes to joke, in the later part of his career he is in now, he's bringing it all together, culminating all of the research he's done over the 40 plus years to bring it into a cohesive system instead of just fragments of research that's out there. And so just talking with Kanisha over the past couple weeks, moving towards this year coming forward, we're almost lockstep in our thinking of what needs to be done for our students. So we're very confident and comfortable with the relationship we have with them. And it feels just almost like a friendship that we're working with. So we're very encouraged to work with Kingsman throughout this upcoming years.
Kingsman Academy has continued to work with their population of students and realized the need to serve the whole student and not just their educational needs. Under the Carnegie system, students were not motivated to learn, as Ms. Kelly explains.
We've learned a lot. I think the first thing was to start slow. Slow and steady wins the race, but have very clear objectives in terms of benchmarks along the way. I think there are multiple ways that a school can jump into a competency-based program. We definitely took the more strategic approach by making sure that we were collaborating and communicating with our students and families. The first thing we did after the research that we did internally and then reaching out to Marzano Resources was to adopt a standards reference report card. That was really the first sort of communication that we had with our families that we're headed in the right direction. What that did was it took away sort of this pressure of a student trying to get an A, although they didn't know the content at the pace that they were expected to know it at. So for example, we were able to communicate to students and say, you know, your proficiency scale, or we're going to measure your content based on a 0 to 4 scale, not an A, B, C, D, or F scale. It made our students motivated and inspired not to give up when they encounter course content that they didn't know. And once we heard students talk about the scale in the sense that, you know, I have a 2, what does it take for me to get a 3? What do I need to know? What do I need to learn? I didn't do a good job the first time, but I'm practicing and I want to get better. We knew we were on the right track. The fact that we could put that scale on a report card meant that we had a tool to communicate to our families about the direction that we were headed in with the school. The fact that we were able to kind of gradually introduce this to our school community meant that we were able to learn a new learning management system so that we could personalize course content for students. We had to teach our teachers how to use the system, but we also had to teach our students. I mean, we took our time in order to get to that space. The other component that was extremely important is that Doug came in when we started the relationship and the partnership to provide our teachers with professional development. So we're 3 years in at this point, and they're not hearing anything for the first time. They're ready to just implement fully with fidelity, but professional development was definitely a barrier in the beginning. We were not expecting them to learn everything in 1 year, but over time, they've been able to learn the framework, learn the model, practice the model, and then help their peers and support their peers when new staff came aboard.
The ending of this past school year provided new and unforeseen challenges as Kingsman Academy, along with all other DC schools, were forced to switch from meeting students in the classroom to meeting them remotely online. While the platform being used may have been different, Kingsman Academy was still able to provide support to the overwhelming majority of their students.
When we knew that we had to kind of prepare for COVID-19, we really focused on five primary areas to implement our distance learning plan. The first was individualized academic engagement. We knew we had a learning framework that was designed to support our students anytime, anywhere, and that content was already personalized for their needs, regardless of their disability status or how many grade levels they were behind, that they were able to access content that fit them and the instructional resources were aligned to their needs as well. We also designed a master schedule that was aligned to our multi-tier system of support system. So students were grouped into cohorts through distance learning so that teaching teams and support staff could push in to support students as they were learning or receiving live instruction, but also support them if they needed one-on-one support. The second area was targeted interventions and supports. Quite of our students require intensive behavioral and interventions. So we assigned behavior support staff, so intervention specialists, behavior interventionists, to engage with a very small group of students so that everyone in the building had someone that they could go to. But we also didn't want to put such a burden on our staff that they were not able to respond to the needs and navigate their own sort of COVID-19 challenges. We had morning check-in, community meetings with students, check-in, small group instruction. The third was making sure that our students with IEPs and special needs had their specifically designed instructional plans and programs in place. We coordinated student support services, so every single student had a Chromebook and a hotspot. We knew that that would be important. And then we made sure that our students had food each week. And then the last piece was, how do we support our students and our families in with technology and access to technology? So we held virtual office hours. Students were trained to provide peer-to-peer support for our management systems. And then the one thing that I think we were most excited about is that our PBIS system has been customized for Kingsman, and it's also an anytime, anywhere PBIS system that's individualized for students. So we were able to keep them motivated as they hit certain benchmarks along the way.
Since students already have individualized plans in place, meeting online didn't feel all that different from meeting in the building during the school day, as Ms. Hodge explains.
I think the main thing for us was, for us, what we call the virtual school didn't really feel too different from our regular school programming. The systems that students were using, with the exception of the video conferencing software, were ones that they were already familiar with. So once we provided hotspots to all of the students with internet access and Chromebooks, we were able to roll out virtual school pretty seamlessly. The other thing I think is also, for us, the reason it didn't feel different is because our general approach to how we're doing school with our students is to make sure their needs are met before we jump into the learning. And so some places you'll see that as Maslow before Bloom. And I think that's certainly true for our students. I often tell people that for our students, the first question they get asked in the morning can't be, did you do your math homework? Right? It may need to be, did you eat last night? Did you have a place to sleep? Do you need a shower? And so for many of our students, those same kind of stressors happened with COVID-19. And so for us, it felt kind of, you know, par for the course for us to check on their needs first before we jumped into the learning. And so that certainly helped with the virtual school.
Should circumstances require the school to open only remotely in the fall, the staff and administration are ready to provide continued support to students.
I think the biggest challenge we had, and what we'll have to improve on for next year, is that for students who required intensive behavioral interventions, they were less likely to initially engage in distance learning, to the point that Shannon just talked about. The way our school is designed, we have what we call priority areas. And there are areas beyond academics where we have to make sure those needs are met first before we get to some of the more, you know, traditional school academic priority areas. So those areas are behavior support services, health and wellness in light of COVID-19, and student engagement, and then academics. Once we identify a student's priority area, we implement evidence-based practices to make sure that we're responding to their needs, but we're doing it in a way that's helpful and that's sustainable over time. I think as we think about the upcoming school year, we know that quite a few of our students are already behind in credit, so they're going to require credit recovery. We know that our middle school students in particular are ready to get inside the building and socialize. So what we're doing right now is reaching out to our individual students and families to learn about what their needs are and make sure that our plan for the upcoming school year aligns to their needs, but also to the public health guidelines.
Using a competency-based learning format lends itself perfectly for students, no matter from where they are learning. And they are always able to continue learning wherever and whenever they left off.
Yeah, if we look across each priority area, I think we have about 10 students in our daytime program who were disengaged. Once we tried to dig into the information a little bit more, most of those issues were related to just life circumstances and what we would just call in public health social determinants of health. And they had to focus on those areas of life, and academics wasn't the priority. The great thing about a competency-based framework is that we start with that student wherever they left off. So it's not like they miss content, that they're falling behind. If they're disengaged, we are right here waiting for them and ready to move them along in their content once we get them back engaged in school. We have an amazing support team at Kingsman Academy. We have a community-based social worker. We have intervention support staff who are really on the ground making sure that our kids have what they need. It just may not be academics. And I think that's the one lesson we definitely learned in COVID-19, But it was also the one thing that we've been trying to solve for since we've been open.
We hope you have enjoyed hearing about the competency-based learning plan being enacted by JFY Net Partner School, Kingsman Academy Public Charter School in Washington, D.C. Audio from this podcast originated during a presentation to the D.C. Public Charter School Board held on June 20th, 2020 by Shannon Hodge, Kenesha Kelly, and Doug Finn. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I'm Greg Cunningham. This has been a production of JFY Networks.